I'm fucking ready. Let's do this shit. Let's do this bullshit. Let me just close the door. 1 second. I'll be right back.
All
right. Let's do this bullshit!
Okay! It's already started. That was the start. Hey, welcome to Liquid Cast. This is the Jabba Foodies. Guild Wars 2 podcast slash not Guild Wars 2 this week. For the week of, November 24th for you guys? But it's going to go up at, like, November 25th or something. Something like that. After the Thanksgiving weekend. How is everyone doing? Nibarama, how are you doing?
Fuck you, Netherlands!
What?
That's all I need to say.
What? Fuck you, Netherlands. Why are you saying fuck you to the Netherlands?
So, the Netherlands invaded my humble country of Belgium, and they got a fucking ass-whooping, so now I own half of Netherlands. Fuck you, Netherlands.
I thought you always played Canada.
I wanted to mix it up a bit. Canada gets kind of boring.
What game is this again?
Victoria 2.
It's the same game.
The same game, yeah.
Well, I should not be talking. I've been playing.
Yeah, says the person who's playing Rayplay. Jesus.
For like the fifth time through. Thank you very much.
You're going to have to cut that.
Nothing's going to be cut. This is going to be an ultra short episode. Wait, Thanksgiving's happened, and apparently Americans do stuff on
fucking
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving was last month. And it was on a Monday.
The real Thanksgiving.
It was not your dirty Canadian Thanksgiving.
Why are you here, Revan? What is this? How are you not with, like, family, etc., doing things?
Because they're asleep.
Oh, wait, what?
That's a good point. What?
Where are you? What? I thought was, like, midday or some shit. Where are you again?
It's 10 o'clock at night.
Okay. Wait,
that's still pretty early.
But you previously said when just before the podcast that you were doing fractals and you had inverted commas all day to do this. What?
Yeah, as an all day, I have until 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh right. Okay. Oh. All right. Cool. So how you been doing, Rev? Revan's also joining us today. I wasn't expecting him to. This is going to be like a non-Americans podcast, but apparently Revan has no life. So
we're going to do a Commonwealth Fest. Common Fest? I don't know what you would call it.
Well, I'm technically not in the state, so...
Wait, where are you now?
Washington, D.C.
Oh. Fuck you.
It's not a state.
Yeah, it's District of fucking Columbia.
I was expecting to be something interesting. Like, you were in, like, the Singapore, like, military compound or some shit like that. That wouldn't make sense, I guess. You're in uni, right?
Well, says right now, if I'm hosting this Skype call from the Singapore military compound and I still have a better internet connection than the two of you, that is sad.
That would still be probably pretty accurate.
Yeah.
It's not even my connection. It's the pipes from Australia to the US that are fucked. That they're just terrible. They're like
pipes,
a billion G's off.
The physical fucking pipes.
I am actually not shitting you. Too. That is the truth. It is the physical fucking pipes that are our bottleneck. Yes. What were we saying? Oh, yes. I'm going to get to Revan in a second. Nibarama, what have you been doing for your non-Thanksgiving weekend?
My non-Thanksgiving weekend has been exploiting the fact that there's Black Friday in the U.S. and I bought video games.
Wait, you can order off their Amazon?
No, well, I bought it on Steam.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there you go.
Apparently Black Friday has been catching on in Canada, so there's actually a bunch of sales happening in Canada, which is pretty weird.
That is really weird. Because
which is a good thing for here. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. But I don't know. We
Cheap
already
stuff.
Have Boxing Day. Wait, wait. Do you guys have Boxing Day in your countries?
Yes.
Is it a big sale day there too?
Yeah, it's a pretty big sale day here.
Boxing Day is like the Black Friday of Canada, basically.
Boxing
but now we
day.
Have two.
For Black us Friday. Would be, it's more of a holiday. I'm not sure if stores can open all day on Boxing Day. I'm pretty sure they can't. Because for us, like a bunch of holidays out, like we have, like for example, Anzac Day and stuff like that, which you wouldn't know about, but don't worry about it.
That's the military thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well
see,
done.
I knew that. Fuck you.
Surprise. Nibarama knows about military stuff. Well, I did doubt you a second ago. I shouldn't have. How about that? But yeah, for those holidays, we can't. Like, a bunch of our stores just can't open. Like, they're charged for opening because the policy here is for people to spend that time with their families. So, like, straight up, It's crazy cool in some ways, but I've also had the situation where I woke up on New Year's Day and nothing was fucking open and I needed milk. So I had to like drive around to see a place.
So what did you do?
I think family stores, like really small places, don't get charged. So okay. I found like a corner store. This was years ago, so I don't really remember, but because I was fucking wasted. It was New Year's, but I'm pretty sure I found a corner store and got milk there. I don't even know why I needed milk. I was at a friend's house. Why was I getting milk? It's a mystery for another day. What were we saying just a second ago? New Rama, Black Friday.
What games Canada, you buy? Games.
What games do you buy?
I didn't buy a single game. I bought 5 DLC packs.
Okay. I bought
A House Divided, which is the DLC for Victoria 2, which is why I'm playing it as of now, because I bought it like an hour ago. All
right.
And then I bought all 4 of the Fallout New Vegas DLCs that I hadn't bought yet. And I also rebought DEF CON. I got DEF CON for free from like Green Man Gaming or something like that, because they had like a free promotion going on, get DEF CON for free.
Right.
And then I'm like, fuck, it's on sale. What would I lose from buying a free game?
Which was DEF CON again? Is that the one with the...
That's the one with the nukes.
A free game anyway. Wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It's not a free game.
But so lo-fi. Like, how much do they charge for that?
$5-$10?
It's worth it. Oh, it's a good game, I've heard. But
it's a great game and hell... Whatever. So I just bought it for $250.
Holy shit! Mass Effect 2 is $6.
Yeah, everything dirt cheap.
Wow,
dirt cheap.
I didn't check Steam. I've not done anything but Persona 4 for days. So this is all news to me. Aside from that, do you do anything? So what do you do for your normal Thanksgiving? Is that like turkeys and stuff? Like, do you guys do that Thanksgiving?
I don't celebrate Thanksgiving because that's not like
turkey and ham.
Yeah.
With mayonnaise.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking disgusting. Right, so your family your family doesn't really do the whole Thanksgiving thing?
Well, it's like we exploit the fact that everything's off and you just get to stay at home. But other than that, nothing really happens on Thanksgiving.
It's like how our family
We give thanks
Christmas.
For not going places or going to work or going to school or doing anything. Thanks for lying around and lazing. Plus, it's the Monday off, so it's a 3-day weekend, which is a hell of a lot smarter and better than a fucking Thursday, and then go back, and then, yeah.
No, we take the Friday off as well.
Oh, what? That's cheap. That's
unfair. They stayed up to have a 4-day weekend. It's crazy. But for them, what does Thanksgiving mean to the Canadians? Like, what's the origins of it for you guys?
I believe Thanksgiving didn't exist as holiday until 1950, so I don't really know what the meaning of Thanksgiving is in Canada.
It's not the same, is it? That wouldn't make sense.
No, there's no pilgrims here, there's no Puritans or any of that shit. So on Thursday, January 31st, 1957, the Parliament of Canada proclaimed a day of general thanksgiving to Almighty God for the bountiful harvest in which Canada has been blessed, to be observed on the second Monday in October.
Just to be different. So, those are like fine print below that statement.
I think it corresponds with like the English Thanksgiving Festival or Harvest Festival.
Harvest Festival.
Harvest Festival. And then it's like, oh, America has Thanksgiving. Let's have Thanksgiving too, but have it no meaning. And yeah.
Let's have it have no meaning.
Right, no real meaning. As you can see from that government statement, that had no actual meaning whatsoever.
I could be incredibly wrong here, but I'm pretty sure we have absolutely no equivalent to any of these holidays. Like, we have Christmas, we have Boxing Day. That's pretty much all I can think of in this stretch. For us, Halloween isn't even a thing, really, because we don't really have too much in the way of trick-or-treaters or anything like that. So, it's just nothing.
Your houses are too far apart. No one wants to walk 2 miles to get some candy. Or just go to a fucking store.
They don't live in houses.
And it's the middle of summer, so that sun, like that 2 mile walk under that fucking outback sun, it's killer. Just killer. Revan.
Hello.
How you been doing? How's your day?
I've been good.
That's cool. What'd you do this weekend? It's Thanksgiving for you, right? You are an American-ass American, I guess, so.
Yes.
How does it feel to have a weird Thanksgiving day that doesn't really belong? I'd like to know your opinion on that.
So the Canadians have fine. The Harvest Festival equivalency. You got nothing, is what he's saying.
Well, they do have some sort of weird thing going on with.
I thought it had Indian. To do. With, yeah, I thought it had to do with American Indians. That's my and limited then, understanding.
It's like, let's give thanks for killing American Indians. Yeah, yeah. What say you? What say you?
Wait, wasn't like the thing? Let's give thanks for having ripped off the American Indians. Like, isn't that?
No, it was let's thank the American Indians for saving our asses.
Oh, really? What is it about? Oh. I don't know. I legitimately don't know the origins of Thanksgiving.
The Native Americans taught the Pilgrims how to survive on the soil because they had brought a bunch of. They were not prepared for the winter. And how and what they could grow on this soil. And the Native Americans taught them everything. And then they proceeded to kill the Native Americans years later and take them off their land.
It's but, brutal efficiency.
But we forget this about what happens,
that. Man. You know, they say teach a man to fish, feed him for a lifetime, but then that man will kill you. That's exactly what happens. Teach a man to fish and he will kill you.
And or oust him from his fishing pond.
Yes. Oh, and put on reserves.
So what did you do to celebrate the ousting of the American Indians this weekend?
Had a bunch of turkey and ham.
Oh, really? So you do the full turkey thing?
Yeah.
How's that? Because
there was only three of us, so we didn't have like a big, big turkey.
I still can't even picture it. Because, my only insight into that would be like holiday specials. I swear there's a fucking million Thanksgiving movies out there. They have, like, no fucking resonance with me. I always pictured Thanksgiving as, like, straight up the turkey thing I thought was Christmas for most of my life.
Turkey? Christmas? Yep. Christmas, like, turkey is a thing.
Is it a thing? Yeah. I just thought it was, like, misremembering.
I have had a turkey at Christmas before.
Okay. But
in Japan,
usually...
it's cake.
But what is the... What's the normal... Christmas thing,
ham,
Christmas tree, Christmas turkey ham. is a thing. Christmas turkey,
like, Christmas turkey is a thing. Christmas ham is a big thing. That's a thing.
Well, Christmas doesn't have like its own meal thing. Christmas is more about other shit like presents and stuff.
Christmas is a made up holiday.
I guess Jesus, but I don't know.
Like,
I wasn't even a day off till does anyone know when Christmas started being a day off?
I think it was always a day off, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but that doesn't make as if like it wouldn't have been for until at least I bet the 18th century that wouldn't be a thing. As if I thought Christmas was like that date and all that crap was made up relatively recently.
What? No, Santa Claus is relatively recent, but like Christmas was big considering how religious Europe was. Well, I don't know. I'm not a Christmas expert. I haven't studied Christmas, so I can't. Oh, fruitcake is this. Christmas thing. Eggnog, fruitcake, etc.
You want to break your fucking teeth?
What?
What?
I love fruitcake.
Oh, fuck, I hate fruitcake. Fruitcake is probably my least favorite thing about all of Christmas. And, like, this period of the year, it is the most disgusting thing. I hate fruitcake. I cannot stand fruitcake.
That reminds me of one big question. What the fuck is it like spending Christmas in burning heat? Because I can't comprehend.
Dude, it is so hot right now. Holy shit.
Yellow, deserty Christmas.
But I just before the podcast, I had a shower. And when I got out of the shower, it was like 5 degrees hotter than when I went into. It is now.
Jesus Christ.
It is now 32 degrees Celsius.
What?
Let me check. What the I swear it wasn't like this just earlier today. I'm just going to do the Celsius to Fahrenheit comparison. So what's your. This podcast doesn't really have like a point. We don't really want to talk about Guild Wars 2 because this weekend we think...
Yeah, because fuck you, Guild Wars 2 players. We don't give a shit anymore because we all quit Guild Wars 2, didn't we?
That's not the case. But Duran's not here. Like, he's like the new real host dude. He'll be back next week and he'll probably lead you through what's happened the last 2 weeks, including what happened last week with the crazy event and all that crap. But this...
I mean, the crazy event that caused forums and Reddit to explode.
These
people were so mad.
We'll talk about it next week. We'll talk about it next week when people are actually here. So we have two options for today. I wanted to do, because I thought it was just going to be me and Noob, an anti-Thanksgiving podcast, because we don't do Thanksgiving, at least not right now. Yeah. So it's going to be what just airing your grievances. Like, yeah. what do you fuck hate in this world? The other option is to do like just a Thanksgiving podcast where we talk about what we like. So
we can do both.
What we hate and what we like, then follow by what we hate.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Like
sure.
Wait. So continue on with like the heat, the blistering heat of Christmas.
I said that so you could fill time while I look up the conversion between 32 degrees. Yeah. Go. So what do you like about stuff, Nooborama?
I like it when good stuff happens.
Fuck you.
I can't think of one off the top of my head, all right? Okay.
Oh my god.
I'm concentrating all of my chi into the part of the brain where I give a shit and care about things, and it's not working. So go,
87.8 degrees Fahrenheit. It's 87.8 degrees Fahrenheit. It took me that long.
Okay, here's my thing. I'm thankful that Christmas isn't a blistering hellhole in Canada. Instead, it's a frosty, frozen over hellhole in Canada. Negative 30 degrees.
Jesus. Woo! That's the flip.
That's like crazy heights. But normally it's like negative 10 to 20.
Oh, man.
Celsius, yeah.
I'm pretty sure the coldest I've been in Sydney is about 4 degrees Celsius.
You've never gotten to the negatives. That's nuts.
Not in Sydney.
It's about zero. It's hovering around negative 1 right now.
In Canberra, it would be, like, which is our capital.
Canberra.
Canberra, yeah.
Noob knows your capital better than you do.
I studied
capital when I was in grade 3.
It's Canberra, you fucking retard. It's like minus 4. I think I was there when it was minus 4. So that's about as cold as I've ever been aside from in the actual snow. So just like in my day-to-day living, minus 4. Which is kind of great. Australia's I'm thankful for Australia being a blistering hellhole some of the time.
But I don't understand. Like, it's like a nice winter scene. Everyone's coming home for Christmas.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Snowing.
Yeah.
Christmas decorations. I don't know.
The crazy thing about that is, like, I have never experienced that. But when I think about Christmas, I still think about that. Yeah. Like, I've been
because
so
you see
programmed.
In movies. Where the hell do you see a hot Christmas in movies?
Exactly. What the fuck? If something I hate about Christmas, I can't, like, our Christmas doesn't register. It is like the shitty Christmas in the world. Because when I think of Christmas, I think of when I was a kid watching Christmas specials on TV in the middle of the fucking day. But those Christmas specials would be filled of people in the snow, making snowmen, making like fucking snow angels and shit, having huge dinners with like all their family. We don't have anything like that here. We have our Christmas here is us indoors primarily with like an AC on if you have one, in my case just a fucking fan, and just like eating Doritos some shit. It's not even Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So do you guys is Santa Claus a thing then?
Santa Claus is a thing. We do the presents.
Then is he dressed in like a t-shirt and shorts?
Oh god, people are so okay. All right, I need to clear this up. So you open presents on Christmas morning, right? That's how it works. Okay, mm-hmm. Revan, do you agree?
I usually open mine about 2 minutes after it turns midnight to Christmas, but sure.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
although I usually just get my gifts around the 5th of December, and then the Christmas doesn't happen in my household.
I will have one of my Christmas gifts this Wednesday.
So people here are so backwards that they think Boxing Day means opening the presents.
Because boxes, right?
I am not kidding you.
The boxes.
It is so bad. So yeah, we don't have a real Christmas. It is kind of crazy. I've had to have discussions. I've had to wiki things for people to prove to them that Boxing Day isn't for opening
presents. So are there a lot of people? Is that like the accepted thing in Australia or just some people do this?
Some people are just fucking stupid. Well, it's not even that, just them. Them and their entire families are just stupid.
God.
Yeah, so that's my Christmas is me sitting at home yearning for the white Christmas. That will never happen. Unless
move to Canada, man.
Have you seen the movie The Day After Tomorrow?
Yes.
So in that movie, they speculate that, the entire thing is like fast-forwarded global warming, right? And the crazy thing about global warming is in Australia, it's going to cool. So they speculate that in whatever X amount of post-global warming world, Australia will have will just be fucking blanketed in ice. I cannot wait for that to happen. So I can finally have my goddamn white Christmas. Because that's not going to happen any time between here and there. Oh, unless, man. I go to the States for like a holiday, it isn't going to happen. It's kind of sad.
Wait, so do you guys have decorations outside?
So the sad thing is... some people do like the full Christmas decoration thing with like reindeer and like all that kind of shit.
Christmas lights, is that a thing out there? People like have Christmas lights.
People have Christmas lights, but they also have fucking inflatable snowmen. Not many. Like, I will admit, I've only seen this a couple of times. But when I have, I had to stop and stare at how fucking stupid that is. Because it's like, how did... do you see the world around you? Do you see the temperature of the... Do you see the steam rising from me and everyone around me? So people definitely do the decoration thing. Some people get into it and like they have it all over their house, like on the roof and stuff. But which is cool. Like, I commend them for the effort. It's just when it goes a bit overboard, like people fucking doing stupid shit like that, what I mentioned before.
My issue is when people leave it up until March.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst thing. Like, especially with Halloween, I could walk down my street right now and there are people who haven't taken down a single one of their pumpkins or their Halloween decoration. Fucking a month!
Well, when do you guys take down your Christmas tree? I take it down, like, at 3 weeks after. I leave it off for a while. I like the Christmas tree. It's pretty.
The last time I had an actual Christmas tree in my house was about seven years ago.
Are you fucking Timmy from...
No.
Like,
it's
that's a dark secret. Like, if this was... What the fuck's that? A Christmas Carol, you are Timmy. That is just how this went down.
No, it's Tiny not that. Tim. It's just...
Tiny Tim. There, like, you go. Thank
you. I do all of the Christmas thing. Me and my dad go to Christmas... or my mom, depending on who I'm staying with, go to like Christmas mass, and it's like Christmas, yay! The gifts have been opened a month earlier, but that doesn't matter. And then we enjoy our Christmas, but there's just no Christmas stuff. It's just Christmas because it's Christmas, and Christmas is Christmas.
I don't think that counts. I'm pretty sure that doesn't count. Christmas is all about like everything adds to Christmas. Like when in our like October, no, around now, so you'd be October, late October, November, that kind of period. Shit, it's almost the end of November. Holy crap. I've been so out of it. Anyway, so when we go into the shopping malls, like this is like the number one indicator in Australia. If you go into a shopping mall and they put up the Christmas decorations, that's when you put up your Christmas decorations. Because it's like the equivalency, because they start selling that stuff.
So you put your Christmas decorations up now?
Yeah, right now. Indoors, and then and you start thinking about erecting your tree midway through December. Usually all the Christmas decorations are up. Then it depends after that. Like, some people take them down like the day, like Boxing Day, again through absolute lunacy, or maybe a couple weeks after. We wait a couple weeks because we don't really do too much. We just do a tree and like a couple things here and there. We don't do too much over here. We definitely have the people who leave it up to March or whatever the fuck. I hate those people so much. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
I contemplated just walking over there and kicking that shit. Yeah.
Just steal it. That's like the best way. Just take
that's
it all.
The scummy way.
You left it out, so whatever. It's mine now.
Just a note, I've had my third potato blight in the last decade, and
what?
I keep on losing about 1,000 people a month. That's great.
So are you controlling Ireland?
No, I'm controlling Belgium, but it's somehow Ireland moved to Belgium in mainland Europe. But continue.
Is Belgium huge on potatoes in real life?
I have no idea, but it just said potato blight. And then one time it had two potato blights within a month, and then I lost about 500,000 people.
What the fuck is a potato blight?
It's when it's like a potato infection or something, apparently.
It's when your potatoes don't grow well.
Yeah, and then you're... potatoes, no food, because food is potatoes.
So you have a nation of people living off potatoes.
Yeah, apparently.
Because the Irish.
The Belgian Irish, yeah, those guys.
I apologize to any Irishman I may have offended.
So, Revan, What are you thankful for, or what do you hate?
I'm thankful for stable internet now that I'm home.
Oh man, yeah, you're hosting this call. It's smooth sailing.
Your internet was terrible a while back.
Yeah, dude, have you got LTE on your phone?
No.
Noob, yeah, no, you just got to. I hate you.
Do I what?
I was gonna ask if you had LTE on your phone.
LTE, yes.
Really?
Actually, wait. What is LTE?
What?
Dude, I don't know a lot about phones.
So, really?
It's like a step above 4G.
Are you in the are you male in the age bracket of 18 to 35?
Yes.
Why do you not? God damn it, Revan. Oh my god.
I don't care much about phones.
I guess.
But it's like you know, it's like the Wi-Fi's and the 3G's and like the internets, and then it's like World Wide Web, and then boom, LTE.
That phone is literally just to keep me awake during classes.
What phone do you have?
Yeah. 4S.
Okay, so you have the capability, I believe, unless I'm mistaken, for LTE.
Yeah, 4S. Is it 4S LTE? I don't know.
I think so, right? They have to have in there by now.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not. Who the fuck? I'm in Australia.
Considering
we have
the internet within our fingertips, and we're recording this
within
podcast.
Within your fingertips. That's
internet,
how that goes.
You can just use it.
So LTE is, it's much faster. Like I didn't even live in the States, and we don't really have LTE here, at least not yet. But I know what it's about. So you get about 4 to 5 times the speed from LTE on your phone. Like, people have said that if you move from your phone's internet to Wi-Fi, you don't even really know the difference if you're in a good LTE spot. I'm not sure if Washington has it yet, though. It rolls out, like, to my knowledge.
I'm in Toronto, and it has it here.
Well, one of the biggest states. It's cities in
North
all
America,
of Canada.
Yeah,
has LTE. I'm pretty sure we don't, though. So I am so thankful for faster internet. Do you guys remember
Do they have
it
in Canberra?
I don't think we have it in Australia yet. No. I think they're just rolling it out now. But yeah, do you guys remember the time when you had slow internet? Noob, have you ever had slow internet?
Wait, like internet or phone internet? Because I don't use phone internet.
Internet.
Okay, up until like 2008, I'd had download speeds of like 500 kbps. So yes, I know
That's not that bad. That's not that. Do you remember?
No, not 2008. When did I move? So like, until 2011, I had that bad internet. And then now, you know what my download speed is? What? About 1.4 megabytes per second.
That's pretty good. That's solid. That's solid net.
But no! I have friends who are getting like, I don't know.
Megabytes or megabits?
It's like when I'm downloading a game off of Steam, I'm getting
megabytes per second.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not that bad. That could be worse. I'm only
it could
about...
be worse, but it could very well be better.
Yeah, it could be much better, but in
be Google Fiber.
Oh fuck yeah! But so
that the internet bill for that is is $60-something.
Yeah.
So it's not very good.
No, it's incredibly good.
You live on an island somewhere in the world that no one knows. So
Google
you
Fiber?
And my nothing.
Are you calling Google Fiber? Wait, which are you calling not very good? Google Fiber or your shit?
What?
Which are you not calling? Are you calling not good? Google Fiber or your stuff?
My stuff.
Oh, okay.
I'm not on Google Fiber. Right. What?
No one's on Google. Oh, barely anyone's on Google Fiber.
Duran could be on Google Fiber.
He could be, but he's not.
No, he's not yet, at least that we know of. But you know, I remember 56K. Like for me, my early high school, I'd save till around year 7. So I guess it'd be middle school or whatever in the States. Or year 8, and all of my like years, like primary, like that entire period of my life, primary school, i.e., also known as getting into pornography for the first time in your life.
Primary school, great.
That would 56K. That was it. Like that was my internet. It was the craziest time. So we used to have this thing where It would be me and a couple of friends. We'd totally just like have to share stuff on fucking floppy disks. I'm not even talking about just pornography here. What about like DS ROMs and stuff like that? No, well, it wouldn't be DS back then. It would be SNES.
Like,
it would be SNES ROMs. Yeah. Well, it would be advanced.
There was no way in hell you were still using floppy disks for Game Boy ROMs.
Early 2000s.
It would no. I'm talking about primary school. It would be 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early 2000s, late 90s. That's floppy, is it?
That was floppies. Well, floppies was still a valid form of media.
Back then,
transfer.
When I was in Korea, that was definitely a floppy era in Korea. Well, and cassettes were big in Korea.
Wasn't because
still.
Floppies were state of the art. It was because we still had computers that we'd owned since 1996.
Right. Or whatever. Okay, and that makes sense, yeah.
And so we'd have had... That was the only thing we had. We didn't have DVD burners. I had to Google search back then. I didn't even know it was Google. I'm pretty sure it was Yahoo. I had to Yahoo search what
wasn't it
a DVD
ask?
Burner was. No, sorry, a CD burner was. It was it Ask?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's something with a dog. There was dog something. As well, I forgot what it was. Anyway, so yeah, I remember having to physically transfer files to one another using media back then to play games. I love having fast internet now. It just changed the world. It absolutely changed the world. Even in my short lifetime, comparatively short lifetime. So that's why I was interested in knowing. Do you remember how it was like to have 56K or slower? Noob.
Well, when 56K was around, I lived in Korea around that time, internet was not
Revan,
an amazing thing.
Yes.
What? Why would you think I'm lying?
You're clearly born and raised in... Oh, not necessarily
I was
born
in Korea.
Raised
I came to this in Canada at age 8. So, yes, I was born in Korea.
Really? Wait, so you were actually born in South Korea and raised there
until
you were 8 years old?
My childhood was in Korea.
I find this difficult to believe. Because I don't know if you're lying.
Okay, man.
This is the problem.
Don't believe me.
Okay,
believe
so
me.
If that was the case, where are you raised in Korea? This is
Seoul.
Interesting details to me.
Seoul, Korea.
So you were totally a Seoul... So how does that like? Do you remember anything back then?
The amazing thing about living in Korea is my dad's generation was basically the generation where Korea went from a third world country into a developed nation, right?
Right.
So it's even now, probably, because I haven't been to Korea since 2004, 2005, has changed a lot apparently. So it's very different from Canada. Then again, it was a fucking huge city, so... I guess it is different in many ways from Canada.
I don't remember that much from 8 years old. I'd say from you reached that consciousness at 10 or so.
No, I have pretty vivid memories of some things that I've done in my childhood that were pretty embarrassing. So I do remember a couple things. Fuck you.
No, nothing? You're not getting anything?
Well, I guess it's not that embarrassing, but for some reason this memory strikes out. It was when I was 5 or 6. I remember holding my mom's hand going down the street and then... I had my eyes closed because I'm an idiot. And I'm I'm holding my mom's hand and walking while my eyes are closed. And then my mom let go. And then I just kept on walking, right? And then I started trying to grab my mom's hand back again.
Uh-huh.
I grabbed her hand. And then she kept on pulling her hand away, right?
Okay.
Keep on grabbing her. And I started grabbing her legs. And then I opened my eyes, and it's just some random lady on the street, and my mom was 12 feet behind me. And that's the memory that I remember the most from childhood. I don't know why.
Oh, man, your mom trolled you.
Yeah. Just looking at something through the window, and I'm oh, fuck. It's just embarrassing as hell. And that lady just had this nasty look on her face, and I'm oh. Yeah.
Things that shape Noob.
Anyway. No, to be fair, my parents were kind of trolls. I'd say that. Yeah, fuck that. Okay.
Is my turn? Something I like? Well, I just said internet, I guess. But that was also his.
You like the internet?
I've been piggybacking on all of your likes and dislikes. I'd say, something I've been really thankful for this year.
The good harvest. My family can now survive now for the winter. Or I guess you guys don't have winters there, so never mind.
I know. I'm graduating at the end of this week. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Wow. It's going to be crazy. Yes. So it's – what's his face? I have to go to – I guess I have to go there because I have to hire the fucking –
Probably. Probably.
No. Before Friday, I have to go there because I have to get the frock or whatever you call it. I've forgotten – Like, there's parts of graduation that I hadn't thought about. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to get, like, the thing in my hand, then I'm going to walk out the door, and that's going to be it, right?
And then throw your hat.
Forgot to get your cap and gown.
Yeah, so I have to go and get my gown, or dress, as I'll frock, as I've been referring to it. And so I'm pretty sure I have to go there and get myself measured, or something like that, or something. Like, I know we rent it from them. We don't buy them. Like, it's like $40 or whatever it is to get, like, the hat, the gown in the type you want. And it's like a discount if you go early. So I'm going to have to go in Monday morning for my graduation on Friday and get it then. So that's like something I never thought about. Like, well, I'm happy at home. I don't want to go back into uni until Friday, but hey, there you go. So I have to also get a haircut. And I hadn't thought about doing since, what, 2 months ago, but I guess I kind of have to because I'm going to get my photos taken. And then, so that's all building up to the ceremony. Then after the ceremony...
You don't need a haircut for your photos.
You
should see my ID for eyes.
Wow.
Actually, no, that's not like you don't. That is not a good example of you don't need a haircut because I'm bald. It's an example of you don't need to shave.
Yeah, like that's before the ceremony. That's leading up to the ceremony, and then after the ceremony, I realized that I kind of want one of those plaques. Like, I don't want just a fucking like piece of paper signifying that I graduated. Like, what are your guys' thoughts? Like, would you go for like the full frame, like embossed
and frame it?
Would you just frame it, or would you get one of those like things made, like the metal things?
See, I don't like people who frame their things, especially if they're like, I remember.
But everybody frames their diploma.
Like middle school, this teacher, framed their bachelor degree on their classroom and like, oh, congratulations, you got a bachelor's degree and you framed it in your classroom.
I've known a lot of teachers without a bachelor's degree, so.
Really?
Yeah.
As a kid who has gone to private schools where you don't need a teaching degree, I know a lot of teachers who don't have degrees.
Yeah. Our teachers were awesome. Like, they're some of the best teachers in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
But
teachers that didn't have the degrees were usually the best teachers.
Yeah, they're really fucking good. I'd be full on respect if someone hung their bachelor's degree.
I would keep it hung up at home. Hang it
in my classroom. I might hang it in an office. I wouldn't hang it in the classroom.
Yeah, I wouldn't hang it in the classroom. I'm planning on that's something again I have not thought about. I wanted to get it like a nice thing done, but I have nowhere to put it. Like, there's nowhere in my room is filled from wall to wall with stuff. No matter where I put it, it's gonna get buried under other shit. So I don't know. If I do it, maybe my parents would put it downstairs. But do I want my bachelor's degree hanging in my parents' house? Probably not.
No, you want to hang in your house.
Well, I don't. So the alternative is, because the thing I was planning to get done, immediately after you exit the ceremony, there's these dudes who, if you give them your bachelor's degree, like the certificate thing, they take it, they make a scan of it, and then they send you like this metal plaque, on like wood later. It's like $100 or something like that to get that done. I put aside $100, and now I'm thinking of just not doing it. I might just frame it. I might just make a fucking photocopy at whatever and just frame it. But they look really nice. They're like a metal thing with like the words like burnt into it and stuff as the equivalent. Like, they take a scan, but they don't just like print that out and emboss it. They make like a cool sheet of metal that your thing's being put into. Now I think about it, probably not. I might not do it. It might be a waste of money. Like, I have nowhere to put that. So yeah, you're probably right.
It's like a future keepsake.
I guess, but couldn't you get one made in the future?
What do you mean? Like a future bachelor's degree?
No, because I'll still have the paper. I
thought you were like
degree.
Ditching the paper, and I'm like, why?
I thought that would be the case as well, but no, that doesn't make any sense. Like, they just scan it and they give it back to you, and then you have that, and then you have this crazy other thing. So I can get the paper framed. Which is what Revan.
You should digitalize it too. Get it scanned for sure.
Yeah.
For the future, man. The future paper. Yeah. Paper in the future.
Get both sides scanned, and then what? How do you? It's an A4, right? Isn't it? I assume so. Is the bachelor's degree an A4, or is it is it bigger?
It's definitely bigger.
I don't know, man.
I think they would probably put more consideration into those things than like regular letter paper.
Well, yeah, but it's still not going to be like 8.3. It's not going to be that big. I'm just wondering if it'll fit in my fucking print, like, scanner. Like, if it fits in my scanner, that would be pretty much optimal, because I can just scan it at home and then just frame it, and that'll be done. So I'll have both copies of it. Anyway, so I'm thankful for that. So there you go. I'm thankful for finally finishing uni, putting that behind me. I don't think I'm ever going to do institutionalized education again. I'm totally done with that, because it is hell compared to working and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm done. I'm sincerely thankful for finishing uni. Your turn.
Oh, that sucks. Whose turn?
Well, I guess not Newbrammer.
Well, I guess I haven't thanked anything yet, because
have you just complained? Yeah. Is that what you've done?
Well, remember, I just said thank you for like thanking good thing happened to me or something like that.
Go. All right, go. What are you thankful
for? I'd like to thank. I said I'd think about it. But
you're
I
not
really
receiving
didn't
an award. Okay, cool. All right, sure. Do you have
like
anything
to be thankful for stuff good happening
to me? Is anything
me
annoying you at the moment? Is there anything you're actively unthankful
for? Oh, yes,
for?
There are so many things that are actively annoying me. Like, for example, the city of Toronto and all of the services it provides.
Right. So, things. I thought you were going to talk about your video game. All right. So, what was it? So, what are you not thankful for?
I am not thankful for the TTC, the public transportation service. I'm not thankful.
Wait, so
I'm
why?
Not thankful
why are
for
you not thankful for the public transportation service? What did
because
they do wrong?
You know what's the
nicest
thing is when, like, you're waiting for the bus, right? And this bus comes every, like, 5-7 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And then so you get out expecting to get to wherever you need to go, assuming that the bus will properly come in time.
That's what buses do.
But you will still leave time for, like, because let's be honest, nothing comes perfect. So you leave time maybe 15 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes early. But instead, that bus takes 30 minutes to arrive, and they have 5 buses arriving every 30 minutes instead of 1 bus every 5 to 7 minutes. Who does
that
shit?
That's pretty crappy.
Who does that? That you can't blame that on traffic. You cannot blame that on traffic.
You are lying to me.
And then you know what's the worst part?
What?
Is those you're waiting for those buses, and you're waiting for like so 15 minutes, you see a bus in the distance, and you're like, okay, finally, the bus is here. You know what that bus says? It says, sorry, not in service. Passes you stop by. And then you can almost imagine the driver looking at you with the middle finger up saying and smiling.
So wait, so are you blaming this on the world or on these guys specifically? Do you think they could do a better job?
You know what? We need a revolution in public transportation, you know? Mussolini's Italy made the trains run, and I think we need a Mussolini running the TTC. No, man, look, buses don't go on time. Line them up against the wall. Kill one bus driver. Until the buses will start running on time. I'm just saying.
Or you'll have no bus drivers.
I'm fine with that, man. Those guys, they have like really terrible power trips too. Sometimes. I don't know. Totally. It's like
you
would
see a real bad power trip. Look up Cleveland bus driver uppercut.
Oh.
Holy shit. No, I've not seen that. That sounds crazy.
Was that epic beard guy?
No, this bus driver punches this chick out of the bus.
Oh my god. That's crazy.
Power trip, like the worst power trip is like there's this white line, and then if there's so many people that the bus can't like
hold
take people
more
in, they have to be within this white line.
Yeah.
And this white line is positioned in a way that there's obviously so much more room people can fit and still be safe.
Yeah.
But and then you go into the bus, right? And the bus is like somewhat full. There's a lot of space at the back, but people are like clustered around the front because people are fucking idiots and they won't let me on the bus. And then you get to the bus, and then you're like standing, and there's like, sorry, you need to get off. I'm like, what? And it's like, you know, you're past the white line, so you need to get off the bus. Or and then I'm just like, dude, there's so much space. Just let me wait. And then he's like, you know what? This bus. And then he goes on his stupid microphone and says, this bus will not move.
Oh
until
my god.
On my line. And I'm like, why? This is well, 8 in the morning. People have places to go on a weekday.
Oh, man. Oh,
noob, you know what you have to do. You stand there until either he throws you off the bus or people start moving.
Or the people do. I don't know.
Yeah, there are many other options there. You could just
people,
die.
People are like, oh, people in Canada are so nice. And, like, they're so friendly.
Not at 8 in the morning. No one's nice at 8 in the morning.
When you hear people, I've been in buses where there are, like, verbal fights with swearing going on between ladies.
Wow. I've seen people pull knives out on a bus.
It's the worst thing. I hate public transportation. And fuck public you.
Public transportation is awful.
That's, yeah, there you go. That's
true. Is you pay for public transportation, like, through public money, right? So through taxes. Mm-hmm. But they still charge you up the ass for fares. Why?
I'm pretty sure that part of the math at least checks out. Like, their operating costs are pretty high to get those buses moving. But no, I'm totally with you. I'm pretty sure public transportation is a problem many people have. Hey.
I can't wait to see what they raise the New York bus or the New York transit fees to fucking pay for all the damage Sandy did.
Right. Oh, but dude,
that's, for them having to deflood all of those tunnels.
Oh, jeez, that's, yeah.
And you know what the worst thing is? Is these workers just go on strike all the fucking time? Why?
To raise your bus fees, man. That's what it's all about. They want more pay, so you need to pay more.
Public bus drivers have ridiculous amount of benefits, or public transport people. These people who sit in front of the ticket booth just staring into the distance have, like, ridiculous amount of benefits. It's ridiculous. I don't know.
But they also have lost their soul because they sit in front of that thing.
They have pretty much the worst job. Not the worst job, but up there with bad jobs.
Up there. Up there with prostitution, because basically that's what you're doing. Selling you. Yeah. I guess it's not your body.
It goes, do stare off distance at the bus ticket line, prostitution. That's how it goes, right?
It's slavery. I don't know. Either way, I don't feel pity for any of those assholes.
I don't either. But to be honest, no. Well, some of them are... Nope. See, when you meet a nice public service agent, it makes your whole day better. Like, but that's the problem there is it's so rare that you meet any nice public service.
I feel like that's an oxymoron. Nice public servant. Come on. Let's be honest. No.
So I don't know. I've never had too much of a problem with bus driver, because I think the worst I've had was this one bus driver who kept coming around at my stop at a specific time. I won't go into it. Fuck it. But the point is...
No, go into it. Go into it. Spew your hate.
No. I won't go into the specific place and timing of this bus.
Okay.
But the dude himself... this is the worst I had. So it's actually really not that bad. But it really pissed me off. Every time I got a ticket from him, because there was a while in high school where I lost my, like, free pass ticket thing. Wait, do you guys have that where you can...
Well, no. It's different here. It's like you can buy a student fare, right? But you need to buy another student card to buy the student fare. So you pay money regardless.
For us, it's just you get free public transport as a student.
Yeah. Why? Really? Why don't we have
that?
We get it as
a discount.
Yeah,
that's a discount.
Like, you're supposed to only use it between your home and your school, and you can't use it on Saturday and Sundays.
Okay, that's
but
then. Okay, no.
It's free. It's entirely free. There's a while I lost that, and so up until year 9 or year 10 of high school, I had not been accustomed to speaking to the guy, like the bus driver guy. And so it was an interesting transition to moving to a world where I may have to speak to them to buy tickets. And consequently, since then, we no longer do that. So you have to pre-purchase tickets now. But so at the time, he was the first guy who insisted. He absolutely insisted he would not do it until I did, for me to say please. Every time I asked him,
my God.
I would tell him to suck my dick. I would fucking walk before I said please.
Oh no, that's the worst thing.
That sounds like
the worst thing.
That's about as bad as it got. But that guy pissed us.
That's actually probably you can't do that. I feel like you can't do that. You just can't do that.
You can't insist on
some sort of war or work regulations. Like you that's like abuse. What?
You're abusing your customers/passengers. By asking to say please. So he would just like sit there and just wait. Like I'd say, hey, can I have my ticket to... Because we've met before. I've been on this bus for the last couple of weeks at the same time, the same place. You know where I'm going. Well, he probably doesn't, but you've seen my face before. I need to stop at this place. And he's like, he just sits there and stares at me and just waits. And just waits for me to say please. I'm like... Please. And eventually...
Well, why do you even need to talk to him? You just get on the bus and wait to get to the next stop, don't you?
I'm buying this. This is the time when I lost my public pass.
Oh, right, okay.
So I had to buy a ticket.
Right.
So it got to the point where I did that for about a week, and I was like, no, I'm done. And then from then on, I just started pre-purchasing all my tickets, which is... Yeah.
That's so smart.
So much better.
When I would have gotten my bus pack back,
yep.
I would have put a sticky note on it that said, "How about you please go suck my dick," and shown that to him.
That's probably way to treat someone like that. That's just, you can't do that. That's customer abuse. That's bad service.
That's terrible. You should have called up. Yeah, like it's in the end, it's kind of it's weird because it's not evil to ask someone to say please to you, but at the same time,
I feel like that's like who does he think he is?
Screw you, dude, with mustache.
Emperor of bus drivers. I'm the emperor of public transit. I demand you show me.
Yeah, what? Respect the respect due to my station. So what else are you not thankful
respect
for?
To his station is me not mooning him when
speaking
I walk on the bus.
Speaking of public servants and being a terrible thing is, I guess this is kind of my fault for doing this in the first place. But I have like a internship at City Hall, right?
Yeah. You were really excited when you got that. You were really excited about it.
And then now I realize that it was one of the worst decisions of my life. And why?
So,
I have to deal with people like me that are complaining about stuff like I'm complaining about right now.
Okay,
a lot of these people are irrational.
So, all right, you need to outline for us, what is your position in the city hall?
So basically, I'm an assistant to one of the city councilors along with a bunch of other people, except I don't get paid, right?
Right.
So it's great. I
feel like I've had this job before, but I got paid.
And basically, I write emails, I update the website with news articles about the counselor, I take phone calls, and then I talk to people within... No, I don't do any of the social media stuff. But
there are people who do the social media stuff for that counselor? That's weird, man.
It's generally people who... It's actually the counselor himself who usually does it, so it's not too weird. It's not like a celebrity kind of thing, or like a president kind of thing. So that stuff he does himself, but... What was I saying? Right. So basically, I get like complaints from the ward dealing with like other branches of government or other counselors. I just take mail, databases, etc.
Right.
And the people who call into counselors, it's like you have the regular people, normal, happy people living in the ward. Uh-huh. They have no communication with government because they don't care because they're living.
I've never
lives.
Communicated with my government.
Right. People who. About 95% of these people are old people. They're probably senile, and they hate life. They want to just slow down everyday bureaucracy at City Hall, and that's what they do. They spam with emails like, "My water isn't working," or stuff like that, that people have no control over. I got a call, and then this guy started yelling at me about a traffic jam because of a car accident, and I'm like, "I'm sorry, there was a car accident. That must be my fault." Oh, man. I don't like it. No.
See, that's why I didn't answer the phone.
The thing is, though, like, I don't understand how people can complain to a city councilor because there was a car accident and the cars aren't moving. Or, like, there was a storm and the power went out. And it's like, I demand the power come back on right now.
That happened?
Yes.
Oh, God. Because
Hurricane Sandy, a lot of houses like lost power, and then though they weren't yelling, but like there were a lot of I don't like dealing with people, and I think I picked the worst thing I can do by dealing with people.
I spent it was 4 years of my life in the customer service role, like on weekends, and I will never go back. Well, I worked at IKEA, so it wasn't that bad.
Right?
Yeah. We got paid pretty well, like above average. Like I think we were getting like 21 an hour, 22 an hour, something like that. For us, that's like $2 above average, not that much, but yeah. It would be like 8-9 hour shifts and stuff like that on weekends. And even then, people are nice. Like most people you meet are nice. The problem is the human mind isn't wired to remember nice people.
No.
So,
it's wired to remember the people you want to murder.
Exactly.
Right.
Like most of the time, if I think back, and really concentrate hard on it, I can maybe remember 3 nice people I dealt with. I can remember like 12 to 15, maybe more.
Think about
real
it.
Bastards.
You don't remember people who've given you gifts. You remember people who've wronged you and that you want to take shit back from them. You don't care about those people who like saved your life one day. You care about those people who risked your life one day.
Absolutely. So it's one of those things where I will never go back to customer service roles because I think I'm permanently scarred and damaged from my time there. Even though it wasn't that bad. Like, if you think about it, yeah, it could be much worse. And it seems the same for you. Like, I see, are there anyone who call you that are actually nice? Or is it just like complaints? Is it a complaints line? Like, is it like straight up, this is where you call if you have a complaint?
Also, working at that job made me like realize that there is so much drama between neighborhood associations.
What?
You guys know neighborhood associations, right?
Like, wait, no, what?
Oh, we're friendly neighborhood, blah, 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 avenue association. And they're just like going, I guess I probably shouldn't talk about this because this is probably confidential, but who gives a shit? It's like all of, it's just dealing with weird people.
We don't have too much in the way of neighborhood organizations.
So these are like these rich, affluent areas, and they just basically organize meetings for the community discussing stuff. And then because like,
so it's like a club.
It's kind of like a club, but except it's more, it's accessible to everyone, and it's like you just live in the area, you can join, and we decide things, blah blah blah. And so like the city councilor obviously has his job to participate in the going ons of his ward, and then you have these weird back and forth emails about X area association, you know, like going against X area associations, and then there's like conflict and drama, and
really?
It's like watching a small drama show, reading emails, databasing.
So like you're reading text from high school girls.
a really sad drama show where people aren't really trying to get laid. They're just really annoyed about their inconsequential problems.
Senile old men. Like, there are bigger problems in the city that have to be dealt with.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Budget issues, blah, blah, blah. But no, deciding what we name this bench on a park, that's big decisions that needs to be made by the mayor or something like that. Yep.
Anyway, anything else? Yeah, anything else you want to get off your chest? I like this, so you can.
Oh,
you can
I can
go
get off more off of my chest.
What? Anything else you're not thankful for, Nubarama?
Internet service or any sort of technology service that goes on in Canada is just honestly the worst thing in the world. It's the worst thing in the world.
What? So, why?
For internet here, so like I said, it's like 1.4 megabytes when I'm down. I don't know the megabits anymore because I stopped giving a shit a long time ago.
Okay.
But blah, 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 really slow upload speed, like 256 kilobytes per second when I'm uploading stuff.
Yeah,
very slow
for me. Yeah.
60 and a bandwidth cap of 90 gigabytes for 60.
Oh, geez.
More than
I'm on unlimited,
dollars
so.
Yep, for more than $60 a month. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
See how messed up that is? And then you'd expect them to give you good service, good customer service.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens? They cut your internet whenever they want. And then they're and then you call them, and then some person from Bangladesh or India.
Wait,
or
which company are you with? For anyone out there who's in
Bell,
Canada,
Bell Internet, Bell Phone.
Is that like
Bell
the biggest one?
Because no one uses home phone. Rogers and Bell are probably tied, but I'd say Bell might have an edge. I don't know. Rogers is cable. Bell is using the telephone line, etc.
Okay, so you're with the copper wire guys.
Yes, and I'm. I guess I get fucked in the ass regardless of which way I go. So just stay where I'm getting fucked in the ass and whatever.
Cares.
Yeah.
which one uses more lube?
Which because it's already made an imprint in my anus. So okay, I'm sorry. Okay, but
don't prolapse.
You just call these people in India and Bangladesh who just simply don't. They're like, have you tried restarting your router?
They just don't care.
They don't care. They're there to just say what's on the script and just say, have you restarted your router? Have you tried doing this? And then you call them and tell them, yes, I've done this. I've done this before, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Why is my internet service out? And then for like an entire week, the shit goes on. Internet service keeps on going on and off. And then nothing happens. They do nothing. And then until it just magically fixes itself.
So the crazy thing is, like, I have a cousin who's in India, and all her friends not all of them, but a significant portion of her friends, like, the thing to do for college students in India, at least in Bangalore, probably, and probably Mumbai as well, but I'm not sure about Mumbai, definitely Bangalore, which is one of the big tech, like, cities in India. It's actually pretty awesome, but Pretty much the biggest thing to do for any high school or university or equivalent college student there is to be at a call center because it's easy money, essentially. And there's infinite work. Like, there's just always openings for call center places opening in India. And she just told, it's just a thing. It's just a fact of life that people there, students, work at call centers. It's just what you do. It's like what all your friends do to a large extent. And they don't give a shit. Like, they literally just go there for easy money. That's
what
all
can you
there
do
for.
If you get bad service from someone in a call center?
Yeah,
nothing. What do you do?
You
call their manager? You can't.
Exactly. What do you do? Call the call center.
I have asked for a manager before and gotten substantially better service.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because the through line for all of these places, like, is not just the ones in India, but like restaurants or whatever else, is that the grunts, so the guys on the other end of the phone normally, their job is to do the company line. They have to stick to the company line. The managers, though, know that the company line is just bullshit. It's just the easiest way to save money. But so they can do whatever the fuck like they want it. Like, it's like you can get discounts by talking to managers if you want to, if you want to be that guy, to be honest. But yeah, so it's kind of sad because to some extent, like, these guys are the guys getting in the shit and getting like people screaming at them, that kind of stuff. But the other side of it, they're jerks. Like, so fuck it, whatever. Yeah. And they're getting paid higher than average in that area. I know, like, compared to other jobs you can do in Bangalore, at least like 2 years ago, a call center job was like cushy and high paying as a college student and very low hours
and comparatively way less work, right?
Yeah, like way less work. Yeah. So they don't give a shit. They don't care. And if you ask to talk to their manager, you will inevitably get better service. That's like the key that Revan hit upon. It's kind of crazy, though, because I hate to say it, but I will definitely, these words have come out of my mouth. Can I speak to a white person?
Oh, see, I can never
I have
say
said
that
because out loud.
You just can't, because the call centers are in India, so, and also I don't want to be that guy.
So what happened to me,
that guy,
was I ordered the monitor I'm currently staring at. It's a Dell monitor, and this was like 4 years ago. So I ordered it from, there was a sale, and it was like 40% off. It's like some crazy thing. So I ordered it, and they had like, so I put money through, I put all my information in, I put my coupon in and all that kind of stuff. And the first time it went through, it just didn't register on the site. So my money was taken from me. And,
oh, wow.
But,
that's awful.
But like and an email was sent to me with a transaction ID. But if I asked anyone about that transaction ID or tried to look it up on their site, it just wouldn't show up. So I called them and I just kept reading through to the same fucking customer service people. Like, I called them one day and said, oh, it's not a problem. I put it down. It's going to be fixed. Or the equivalent in Indian speak. And yeah, and so I'm Indian, so I can say this. I can say this because I'm Indian.
like, the thing, he says, I want to speak to a white person, but none of us here are white.
Yeah, none of us here
clear.
Are white. Reverend Black, I'm white. Indian, and yeah, noobs.
I'm
noobs
yellow.
Slanty-eyed.
I'm yellow.
Like, I talk to them, and that's what they give me one day, and then I call them like 2 days later, and it's the same thing. And I wait a whole week of calling them every other day. So I guess what's that? Three calls, four calls, and
here's how I would have done. I would have just flagged I would have flagged that purchase on my credit card and said, "Don't give them that money."
Yeah, I already did that. I did that, and then I put in a second call, and I was. After like three calls, I did that specifically. It was a PayPal thing, so I was like, fuck it. I just opened a dispute with PayPal, and PayPal started sorting it on their end. And then I bought the monitor again, and the second one went through fine. So it was in the system and stuff. So I was just calling them up to make sure that they had gotten my dispute through PayPal and that kind of stuff. Eventually I got so pissed at the continual, like, just complete failure of all the people I'd spoken to there, that I straight up, the words came out of my mouth. Can I speak to a white person? And then there was silence. And then I was like, I will put you through my manager. I talked to their manager. I was like, yeah, can I speak to someone in the United States or Australia? Someone actually knows what the fuck they're talking about. And he was like, okay. And then minutes later, an Australian lady picks up the phone. Everything's sorted. 5 minutes.
Are you serious?
Five minutes, everything sorted.
That here, guess what happens? You get put on hold forever.
Well, yeah. I guess that's their like shield and their sword. The hold. Oh, that thing. But yeah, I don't know. And from then on, my friend gave me the pro tip: you should order things through the business side, because then you get people who actually give a shit.
Right. Because they're earning money and they care.
Yeah.
The last time I ever had to deal with customer service was when the first time my Xbox Red rang, and
yep,
I was so glad when they made that an automated thing on their website.
Absolutely. Oh man. Anyway, I'm sorry to any other Indians out there I've offended, but fuck you. Revan, I think we've done a couple of noobs. Do you have anything you're thankful / not thankful for? Or should we wrap this show up? We're at an hour. We weren't planning to go too long. Do you have anything
we should probably? I did thankful the first time, and I'm not thankful for the amount of work I'm going to have to do in the next 2 weeks, because I have 2 10-page papers to write.
Oh, well, that's not too bad. 10-page papers. What? What?
I don't really feel like doing it.
That's the real problem here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the real problem.
I wish you were motivated to do these crappy papers. I assume they're crappy. What do you do again? You're a law student, right? Or is it
criminal justice? I haven't been to law school yet, so right. I still have that to deal with.
Oh man, that sounds incredibly interesting to me, but also it could be incredibly boring. I don't know. Would you say it's interesting or boring? I hope it's interesting.
Do you like to read a lot? Because if not, it's boring.
I do like to read a lot, but I'm terrible at remembering random facts, so I'd probably be really bad at it.
See, I'm pretty good at remembering useless random facts.
Okay, sure.
So is that good or bad?
Does that work out?
It'll be helpful at some point, I assume.
So far, you're not really feeling the dividends, but maybe they'll come through at some point. Man, uni was great. I'll never do it again. But it's great. Like, are you still in the phase where you hate uni, or have you started liking uni again?
I like it. Yeah, I don't have a roommate. That's why I like it. I don't have people to deal with.
I assume some people in Australia are bored, but the majority of people in Australia don't bored. Like, they just commute to uni. It's a combination of unis being good here and people not giving a fuck. I've never boarded with anyone. Ever. I don't think I could stand any other person living in
here.
The
it's more like most
a week
people
before just... I had to move out last term, or before my summer term, I threatened to kill my roommate.
Wow. What happened? You should describe this.
Yes, you should give us the nitty gritty.
It was just like a buildup of all the shit he had done.
Wait, okay.
You gotta explain all the shit, man.
Is this a mutual thing? Are you both jerks? Or is he the... Are you going to paint this? Are you going to portray this as if he's the jerk?
I want to portray this as if he's the jerk because he caused me to fail an exam because he locked me out of the room and I couldn't study.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's
so did you kill him? I think you should. That's a legitimate reaction.
That's
you're criminal justice law. According to criminal justice law, in my books, that is a legal and reasonable
in
right.
New Ramis world.
I was actually... I told him... Leave me alone because you're messing with the criminal justice student who will go through every law he can find to find a way to make killing you justifiable.
Oh, man.
Are you still with the same roommate? Or does that change every... Okay, cool.
That's changed.
Okay, good.
That's good. Well, do you have to apply for something like that? Or does this change every semester or whatever?
You can apply. You can set it up so you live with the same people every time.
All right, but so you clearly didn't.
No.
Yeah.
So you're thankful for your new roommate. I purposely made
sure I was in a different building.
Yeah, man, that. So wait, did he do the same thing as you? Probably not, right?
What?
Like same degree or whatever?
No, he wants to be a teacher.
Great. That's just fantastic. Have you guys found it weird that the cutoff or the equivalent like difficulty of getting to a teaching degree is so low? It is so much easier to get into a teaching degree than pretty much any important degree.
Like, here in the United States, if you go to a private school and you have any kind of degree, you can be a teacher.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it was like that here until I think it was like 2008 or something like that. Because I read up on this.
I feel like they would prefer, I think from what I've been told, they prefer you to have a degree in the subjects you are going to be teaching.
Yep. Sure. Absolutely. But, you know, it's a preference. They're fine with either way.
Oh, I had a high school math teacher for my first year who majored in environmental sciences and taught English.
Great. Was he good?
He was actually a great English teacher.
Dude,
and he was really funny.
Again, it totally fits that the guys who are clearly not qualified for their positions are usually the best. For us, it was my maths teacher, Mr. Hesp, to give him a call out. For anyone else who went to Sydney Boys High, I doubt anyone else is listening to this. But Tarkin. Anyway, Tarkin. Yeah, hi Tarkin, what's up? He was, I think, a chemical engineer. He worked in Saudi Arabia. He's like a white dude, like a white ass, like pale white with red hair. So clearly just like that kind of origins.
So he's Irish.
So that's Scottish, that kind of like origins. But he is like, he lived in Australia, previously worked in Saudi Arabia, and is Muslim. And he was...
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
That's different.
Exactly.
Wow, I didn't expect that coming out from an Irish...
Absolutely. And he's like well-spoken. He always wore a bow tie. Specifically, a bow tie. And
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I'm not making this up. And sometimes it came with like a proper tie. But that would be like after, like in the new year, because his like daughter and shit would give him like a proper tie. And he'd always wear it a couple of times and then go back to his red bow tie or whatever. And yeah, he was like a chemical engineer teaching math. And this is like difficult math. It was what we call 4-unit math. So it was like high end stuff, like proper ass calculus and like all that crap. Anyway.
God, I hated calculus.
I loved calculus. It was like easy marks for me. It was the only thing.
I hate math in general.
I like math, except anything that has to do with actual numbers.
He was a great math teacher. What do you mean? Shut up.
Yeah.
I hate you. I was like, so you,
I like
you,
I like two, drawing graphs.
So it's two non-math oriented people and one math oriented people here. Is that what we're saying now? I guess so, because one's doing a criminal justice, the other one's working at the city hall. So. I guess you aren't particularly mathy.
Oh, God damn it.
Anyway, anything else? We should wrap this up.
I have one plus from working at City Hall is I get this nice card that says City of Toronto and then Council Staff and then it has my picture and name and that's all I got out of it.
did you scan it? Because you're going to have to give that back. You know you're going to have to give that back.
So. I'm going to say this right now. The number of times that I've worked in places that have given me ID, I have not given the ID back.
I'm just going to say I lost it so
mostly
I can like
because
go into the
not,
because basically
they not asked for that ID back so I can still walk into some government headquarters.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning for because basically you need this to cuz there's like this really sick glass wall with like the scanner and then there's like a person receptionist and everything to get to the council different chambers.
Yep.
I'm just going to put this like keep this so one day when I just go nuts City Hall is going to be the first place I go with the machete or
of
something.
Of course. Yep. And with that, thank you for listening. This is going to go
if
off
you've gone
after,
this far.
Yeah. For some reason, you've listened to us talk about random shit for an hour. Thanks.
I'd encourage everyone to send in by mail all of the very hateful things that they have.
Yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
I'm
just tell us what you hate. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you hate. Are you thankful?
We should probably read the best ones. The ones that are
if we get any.
Filled.
If we get any. But I would love for people to send us some. If you're still out there, tell us what you hate. Specifically what you hate. I don't really want to know that you love your new daughter and everything's awesome in your end. That's fine.
How much you hate your new daughter and how much you want to dropkick her out of a third floor
that
building.
I want to hear. Like exactly. So like if everything's nice for you, I'm so happy for you, but I do not give a shit.
You can go fuck off because I'm sad.
You can fuck off.
I'm telling you, man, the only way I'll be happy is by keeping everyone sad. That way I'll be the happiest person in the world. And that's my maxim.
Well, you'll never be the happiest person in the world because there will always be some like 5-year-old kid who has hope.
Whose skull needs to be crushed.
And
who
he's
is
the
now
one
on the witness stand after being molested. They break down.
Okay.
Send us your hate mail and or things you hate. Not both are fine, sure.
Complain about this podcast and how we wasted your time by not talking about Guild Wars 2.
Oh, we should. Did we say that at the top? We said that at the top. It's fine. If they're still listening, they know what they're getting into. And aside from that, yeah, that I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving weekend. And for the people who didn't have a happy Thanksgiving weekend because they didn't have Thanksgiving, hey, we're like you. High five.
High five.
Good stuff.
Fuck you, America. Fuck you.
It's really hot in Australia. Oh my god.
It's cold in Canada. It's also dark and nighttime.
I hate the weather in fucking Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia because it gets real, real cold in the winter and then the summers are just unbearable.
Oh, man. I went to D.C. like in the summer a couple years ago and it was really warm. Also, buildings are big in D.C. That's pretty cool.